Oh,
really?
Didn't approve of it. And our church here in the neighborhood, Francis, was Methodist because they had a Methodist preacher lived here in his parsonage, and he said nice family. And of course, the old, my folks were all had Presbyterian background way back. Came out of the Carolinas with a Calvinistic turn to their religion.
What about harmonicas and jews harps?
Yeah, they had jews harps. They played some of them, play them. And yeah, they played the harp, you know, French harp they call them.
Right.
That's a harmonica. We never call them harmonica, we call them French harp.
I wanted to ask you about what you call the different parts of a wagon, you know, say for example.
Well, they had the first long pole in front was a tongue. Then the front two wheels put together with a front axle. And it had under that axle what they call a fifth wheel. Then they had the running gear, and the back wheels joined by a back axle. And the back axle and the front axle were joined together with a coupling pole. Just a 2x4 that ran through running gear of each axle. Each axle had running gear and had a central place where fixed so this coupling pole could run through here and go on through yonder. And they had a pin, coupling pole pin, that fitted in for each, had holes in the coupling pole. You run it through down the hole on the top of it. Dropped it down through, and that made it that connected the two running gears together, connected with the tongue, and on the end of the tongue they had a chain, and two chains that came up and fitted in the gear of the mule's collar, his hams and everything, and. That guy, they gave guidance to the vehicle, you see. And on top of that running gear, they could build a bed, what they call a wagon, a little flat wagon bed, and put it on top. And it had bolsters. The front of each running gear had a bolster set on top. Right over that each axle had a bolster that went across the top. And that bolster had a pin in it. It went down through the running gear. It held the bolts in place. And when you put the bed down, then when the wagon turned, that bolster would give, you see. Because it had this pin in it. And the fifth wheel under there give it plenty of room. It made it so it could turn, you see. Make almost a 90 degree turn.
What about the thing that the traces came back and looked
onto? Well, they were the single trees. Each wagon had two single trees that you was pulled by. And underneath the tongue sometimes there was a ring that you could put a chain through, a big heavy iron ring. About this big around, that you could put a chain through and run it on up forward so that another swing team could come in front of the two wagon mules. They'd have a swing team in there. And sometimes even a lead team in front of them, be six mules sometimes, one wagon.
Wow.